According to South African immigration authorities, there's more than 140,000 asylum seekers' applications that need to be finalized. While this is being done, scores of foreign nationals are continuing to cross the borders illegally into the country. Some are arrested and deported back to their respective countries in buses and trucks. However, this does not help, as most of them easily find their way back to South Africa in a matter of days. The situation is compelling the police to work around the clock to get those coming here illegally arrested. In Hillbrow, one of the most overcrowded areas in Johannesburg, police find it difficult to deal with the influx of illegal foreign nationals. Superintendent Eugene Opperman of the South African Police Services touches on some of the challenges.
What we do get is a lot of people coming in without the necessary documents, passports or travelling documents, etc. And that poses a problem, of course, and where we come across them, we certainly would take action because they will have to go back to their own countries.
Most of them are Zimbabwean nationals who fled their country due to political instability. Men, women and children find themselves having to scavenge for a better living in the densely populated streets of Johannesburg. This man, who does not want his name to be known, is counted among scores of Zimbabweans who came to South Africa in search for greener pastures.
Well, when I come to South Africa, I thought that South Africa was going to be a better place to live. Like I used to hear about people coming here to South Africa. But coming to South Africa, I found it was very difficult because the people in South Africa were not even accepting foreigners.
His presence and that of his fellow Zimbabweans is even felt by those working at local health centers. A nursing sister who worked as a volunteer at Best Valley Clinic just outside the city, Maria Masilesa, is getting used to this overcrowded center where most foreign nationals are coming every day for treatment.
You know, we have shortage of staff, and the people who are coming here are many, but we don't even turn anyone. We try to see everyone who come in this clinic.
The counselor in charge of the area, Carol Milner, has little ways to share her experience about the worsening situation created by the uncontrolled influx of foreign nationals.
Our schools are full, and those people that do seek refuge in our communities don't have access to those schools because the schools are already full. And it has a whole host of implications also from an infrastructure point of view to the city where you have a growing population.
Control measures put in place by the South African immigration authorities to curb the influx of illegal foreign nationals into the country's big cities seem to be insufficient to contain the situation. Some 200,000 illegal immigrants are continuing to enter through the borders every week, ignoring warnings by the law enforcement agencies that they risk being arrested and deported by coming into the country illegally. Fanuel Schumer in Johannesburg.